Revelation chapter 7.
After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel, having the seal of the living God, ascend from the rising sun. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels who had received power to damage the earth and the sea, saying, "Don't damage the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, who were sealed from every tribe of the children of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. I looked and saw a huge crowd, which no one could count, from every nation and from all tribes, peoples, and language groups, standing before the throne, even before the Lamb, clothed in radiant white robes, having palm fronds in their hands. And they were crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation is from our God, who sits on the throne, even from the Lamb." And all the angels who were standing in a circle around the throne, around the elders and the four living beings, prostrated themselves on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and strength be to our God for all eternity. Amen." And one of the elders spoke to me, saying, "Who are these who are clothed in radiant white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are those who are coming out of the tremendous widespread persecution, for they have washed their robes and made them white through the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are in front of the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And the one who sits on the throne will live together with them. They will not be hungry anymore, or be thirsty anymore. Neither will the sun beat down on them, nor any burning heat. For the Lamb, the one who is in the center of the throne, will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of the Father's life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the end of Revelation chapter 7.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.